But there are sheds and there are sheds. Charlotte Philcox has been taking a look in the glory hole that lurks at the bottom of her garden. And that too is a shed. Tell us about it, Dorothy.
I shudder to think what's lurking at the back of my shed. This sturdy, windowless glory hole is groaning at the seams and long due a clear out. There just doesn't seem to be enough room for all my garden junk. It wasn't always like that. As not so long ago, everything was lovely and tidy, and I could clamber inside without getting entangled in a garden hose, pranging myself on the mower, or whacking my head on a suspended basket filled with old flower pots, mouse traps, and fossilised leather gloves. It doesn't help either that my garden tools have become friendly with a collection of broken canes, so that removing anything is like playing a giant game of pick-a-sticks. I really must sort things out, but to be honest, I'd rather be gardening. In daydreams, I'd have one of those beautiful she-sheds or man-caves, which seem to be cropping up everywhere, but then where would I put all my stuff? Sadly, I have the sort of shed which is purely functional. I need it as a place to store all my gardening paraphernalia and might be usefuls. As a result, it's not a place you'd like to linger, do craft work, or sit and idle away for a few hours. And anyone brave enough to venture inside would be excused for wondering if they'd climbed into an upturned skip by mistake. Among the obvious things, like my bicycle and the mower, there's a collection of carrier bags stuffed with bits of garden fleece, old net curtains and bird netting. Look further and you'll find a heap of old washing-up bowls, bits of string and baler twine, sliced-up clear plastic bottles for slug protection, old tights for tree ties, perilously stacked tires of plant module trays, leaky boxes of seaweed meal, crushed oyster shell and horticultural grit, and a rapidly breeding colony of old jam jars. And I haven't even mentioned the mud, plant labels, and spilled vermiculite strewn all over the floor. The place is a complete shambles, but once I've got around to tidying up, I know from experience that it'll be worth it. I'll have a lovely smug feeling and will even keep sneaking back inside to take an admiring look. Yet it's inevitable that after a few busy weeks of gardening, everything will be as messy as before. I'll be back to square one, unable to find anything or shut the door, and have to start all over again. It's hopeless.
Thank you, Dorothy.